today's special.
Assalamu alaikum.
It's special for you. We present to you today. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, in the name of Allah, the Most Compassionate, the Most Merciful. Dear brothers, dear sisters, Salamun Alaikum. You're listening to today's special from IRIB English Radio. Today we're going to speak about simple life in Islam.
Yourself, can't you see this wonder spread in front of you? The clouds floating by, the sky so clear and blue, planets in their orbits, the moon and the sun, such perfect harmony. Let's start questioning ourselves, isn't this proof enough for us?
Today, Sunday, 20th of Rabiul Thani, 1445 of the Islamic Lunar Hijri calendar, corresponding to the 14th of Aban, 1402 of the Islamic Solar Hijri calendar, and the 5th of November, 2023 of the Christian Gregorian calendar. We open Allah's book, Holy Quran, and for today we learn more about chapter At-Taha, verse 131.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم ولا تمدن عينيك إلى ما متعنا به أزواجا منهم زهرة الحياة الدنيا زهرة الحياة الدنيا لنفتنهم فيه ورزق ربك خير وأبقى.
And do not extend your eyes toward that by which we have given enjoyment to some categories of them, its being but the splendor of worldly life by which we test them, and the provision of your Lord is better and more enduring.
لا إله إلا الله لا إله إلا الله.
Bless your day with contemplation on the verses of the Holy Quran.
There has been narrated a tradition from Imam Sadiq, peace be upon him, who said, "Whoever longs for the people's help, his sorrow will prolong and his rage will remain." The Quran considers the wealth of the world as goodness, virtue, and adornment, and counts the enjoyment of it lawful and permissible. Yet it condemns intensive love unto it, because the life in this world is like a bud or a blossom, which has a short life, and with a faint wind or breeze easily vanishes.
Every morning I wake up and see the splendor of Allah's beauty. The sky at dawn, the silent trees. Praise be to Him, supreme is He. Praise be to Him, supreme is He. As I set to start my day, I think of Allah and I pray. His blessings are with me always. Praise be to Him, most kind is He. Praise be to Him, most kind is He.
As we start in the previous episode of today's special, we open another chapter of Simple Life in Islam. In order to get through life with ease, the early Muslims focused on certain key ways of living that would make it spiritually and practically easier and more fruitful. They coined a term for the different and variegated rules that they live by, a term that summarized the system of living for the next life. They called it zuhd, unattachment in this world. The point is to take advantage of your life and not let your attachment to it lead you away from finding ways to earn Allah's good pleasures. The Prophet said, take advantage of five things before five things happen. Your life before you die, your health before you get sick, your free time before you become occupied, your youth before you get too old, and your wealth before you become poor.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. In the name of Allah, the most compassionate, the most merciful. In today's show, we are going to talk about the Islamic perspective on living a simple life. The next factor that I might refer to is avoiding of excess. Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, may Allah's peace and blessings be upon him and his household, himself led a life marked by simplicity and moderation. He advised his followers to live within their means, avoid extravagance, and not be drawn into the trappings of luxury. Excessiveness in spending, eating, or indulging in worldly pleasures is discouraged in Islam. A balanced and moderate lifestyle is preferred, promoting both financial stability and spiritual well-being. The next factor with regard to the essence of simple lifestyle, simple life in Islam, is the concept of charity and generosity. One of the five pillars of Islam is zakat, which is a mandatory form of charity. Muslims are required to give a portion of their wealth to those in need, ensuring that the wealth is shared and that the less fortunate are provided for. Voluntary acts of charity, known as sadaqah, are also highly encouraged, fostering a spirit of generosity and compassion among Muslims.
IRIB English Radio presents today's special, Every Day for 15 Minutes.
Be like the sun, shining with light. Be like a rose, spreading its fragrance in every palm.
Today's special,
be like the earth, humble and wise. Be like the rain, pouring all your love to every soul.
Secrets to simple living. What's the first one? Working hard for something other than money. Yes, that is ultimate guide for 2023. Making your life easier is not the point. We often think of people in the past living a simple life compared to the modern world. But life was certainly, if anything, harder. Simple does not mean easy. To cure yourself from wanting more, more, and more, you have to work hard. Think of walking around town all day and how good it feels to sit on the concrete step. You have reset your desires and expectations through all that hard work so that a little thing makes you happy. If you sit around all day, even a nice soft chair won't make you happy. You need to watch some TV. If you watch TV all day, that stops making you happy. You need a snack. If you snack all day, guess what? That loses its power too. So you maybe buy some treats online and so on. Find something, anything that is hard work. Stop worrying about always trying to save time and money and get to work. And watch how your level of satisfaction with what you have changes. This is how you find a way to not get what you want, but want what you have.
Wahdini wahdini.
effects of lack of contentment on society. This is the continuation of today's special. Lack of contentment among citizens is an ill wind that blows the society no good. It promotes the culture of greed, cheating, and other social vices like examination, malpractice, fraud, and embezzlement of public funds. It promotes corruption and the get-rich-quick style of life. It makes those entrusted with leadership to embezzle public funds meant for community development.
Money might earn you some smile and joy, but not inner satisfaction. Some people make money, but they are still unhappy. I met a lady in Germany who said she was working as a model and she was making a lot of money. But then she decided that I wasn't happy. I'm a model. I'm making a lot of money. People know me. My pictures are everywhere. But I'm not happy. So she changed. She's serving Islam now. She says they give me a little bit of money, not even 5% of what I used to make, but I'm happy. I'm very happy. I'm the happiest person because I'm serving God. In the past, I was serving myself and the dunya. Now I feel I'm serving God. Though she's not making a lot of money, but she's happy. So when you don't hurt people, when you don't harass, when you don't annoy, when you don't disrespect, this is the beginning of your happiness. This is the beginning of your inner satisfaction. And begin, my friends, with your parents first. Number one people in our life, even after we get married. Number one people in your life are your parents, your mother and your father. Try not to hurt your parents. Sometimes some parents are not good to us. They are not always kind. They are not always behaving Islamically and morally. Some of them hurt their kids. Some of them abuse their kids. But don't do the same. Don't do the same. God says in his book, even if they overburden you, even if they ask you to disbelieve in God and reject God, still be kind to them. وَإِنْ جَاهَدَاكَ عَلَىٰ أَنْ تُشْرِكَ بِمَا لَيْسَ لَكَ بِهِ عِلْمٍ فَلَا تُطِعْهُمَا. Do not obey them. When they say disbelieve in God, don't obey them. Do not obey them, but be kind to them. وَإِنْ جَاهَدَاكَ عَلَىٰ أَنْ تُشْرِكَ بِمَا لَيْسَ لَكَ بِهِ عِلْمٍ فَلَا تُطِعْهُمَا وَصَاحِبْهُمَا فِي الدُّنْيَا مَعْرُوفًا. مَعْرُوفًا, with kindness. Live with them with kindness, with respect. Because they are your biological parents. Biological parents make a huge difference, my friends.
Dear brothers and sisters, that was all for today's special. Thank you very much for joining us. Inshallah, we meet you soon. Till then, we leave you in Allah's blessings. Fi amanillah.
La ilaha illallah, Allahu Rabbi, Muhammad Nabi, Aliyul Imami. La fata illa Ali, Aliyul Imami, Aliyul Imami. علي إمامي
لا إله إلا الله الله ربي
محمد نبي علي إمامي
لا فتى إلا علي
علي إمامي علي إمامي علي إمامي.